morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Cattlemen, want a little more innovation? Pour it on. How about a little more convenience? Pour it on. And just plain old easy to use? Pour it on. Introducing new Banamine Transdermal. It's the first FDA-approved pour-on of its kind. And it's easy, easy, easy. New Banamine Transdermal from Merck Animal Health. Pour it on. Talk to your veterinarian or visit BanamineTD.com.
It's Cowboys Helping Kids at the 2018 OCA Ranch Rodeo. New name, but the same great event going on at the Lazy E Arena, August 24th and 25th. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and presenting partner Ford invite you to watch working cowboys representing 12 Oklahoma ranches compete at the 34th OCA Ranch Rodeo. Once again, the event will benefit Children's Hospital Foundation, and with your help, OCA has donated $475,000 since 1997. The OCA Ranch Rodeo performances both nights at 7 o'clock. Tickets available at lazye.com.
Just tough. It was a fight from the start to the finish. Just an overall tough year production-wise.
That's how Oklahoma State University's Extension Small Grain Specialist Dave Marburger describes the growing season for this year's wheat crop. Marburger reviewed this past season during the Oklahoma Wheat Growers Convention that took place this past week in El Reno and highlighted a few takeaways from 2018 that he suggests farmers keep in mind as they prepare to enter the 2019 growing season. Reflecting on the early stages of this last crop, Marburger says that unfortunately the situation many farmers found themselves in last year was having difficulty just getting the crop in the ground and establishing a good stand.
Driving around last fall, and you know, normally see quite a few cows out on wheat pasture, and there's just a lot less last year. I mean, a few people were fortunate enough to be able to get stands established, protected from the fall armyworm, and have enough to at least graze, but unfortunately a lot of people didn't.
In fact, Marburger says the amount of abandonment climbed to near record levels, while harvested acres this year was the lowest in Oklahoma since 1919 at just 2.2 million acres total. If nothing else, though, Marburger says producers should view this crop as a learning opportunity, one that reminds us to always stick to sound agronomic practices.
The one thing I like to just stress any year is first, let's continue to focus on the basics, our fundamental agronomic practices, and you really use that as trying to lay the foundation and do the best we can with that. Those are practices that don't necessarily cost us any more money. So let's build a good foundation from there. And then as far as inputs go, I think this last season really continues to tell us this lesson, in that things like a fungicide use, for example, last year very dry, not a whole lot of disease, we can probably save that money. We don't need to spend the money on the fungicide, but compare that to the year prior where we had quite a bit of disease. I know it's an extra input, it costs more money, but at the end of the day, if you use that fungicide, protect that yield potential, you'll end up making more money in the end. So a lot of focus on the fundamentals and maybe try to budget in things like an insecticide or a fungicide and have the finger on the trigger and ready to be pulling the trigger, but make sure to be out there and be scouting for those. And when they do come in, we can protect that yield potential.
Now, in case you haven't heard, this will actually be the last wheat crop in Oklahoma that Dr. Marburger will review, as he has recently announced that he will be moving on to another opportunity in northern Illinois to be closer to his family. Marburger's last day with OSU is coming this Friday, and we certainly want to wish him well. You got farm news on Ron.
Mark your calendar for the annual Angus production sale of Express Ranches. We like to call it the big event. It'll be happening the 17th and 18th of August at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. More than 600 head of top females will be selling. You can attend the sale live, or you can check out SuperiorClickToBid.com and Dish Network Satellite 232, the Cowboy Channel. For more information, call Express Ranches 800-664-3977 or go to ExpressRanches.com.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.